And we're going to talk more about this because the Janarla Wilson story raises some big questions about teens, sex, and the law. What do teens actually know about sex and the law? And how often do the hard questions about consequences come up in our conversations about sex? To find out, we talked with four teenagers from Janarla Wilson's old school, Douglasville High School. They are Ariel Lucas, who is 14, Brittany Elder, who is 15, James Jordan, who is 17, and Michael Reyes, who's also 17. They joined us from Georgia Public Radio in Atlanta. I told them we're going to talk about some things that were kind of personal. They said they would be honest, and we said we'd agree that everything they said wasn't necessarily about themselves. I asked if we had a deal.
Yes.
Okay. Ariel, what do you know about Janarla Wilson?
He was 17, and he went to Douglas County. And him and his friend had went to a hotel room with two other girls, and one of the girls was 15, and she gave him oral sex on camera. And he left the next morning, and she called her mom and told her mom that she was raped, and the camera stayed there, and he got in trouble.
Do any of the rest of you know that story, too? That's pretty close to the facts, as I understand them. Brittany, Michael, what have you heard?
Almost the same story, except that they left the hotel and the camera was left behind and somebody discovered it.
Ariel, you knew a lot about this story. Did you know that Janarla Wilson is in prison right now?
Yes.
What is it exactly that he's in prison for doing?
Because the girl was 15.
So this all started at a New Year's Eve party at a hotel. There were lots of teenagers there. There were no parents there. James, why don't you start? How common is that?
Yeah, it's common, but, like, sometimes parents will pop in and out, but they expect their teenager to, like, have common sense to know to make right choices.
How often might a party like that happen?
Maybe, like, once a month, special occasions.
Do the rest of you agree with that, Ariel, Brittany, Michael?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I say once a week.
Yeah.
Really?
Once a week. Yeah, because, like, at Douglas County, they be popping. They be partying all the time.
Brittany, well, where are the parents when all this is going on? Are the parties usually in people's houses, or do the kids find some place to have a party where the parents aren't likely to be there?
In their houses. Some people do in their houses. Some people use, like, the gyms and stuff. Like, they'll run out the gym and then they'll just party and stuff. Some parents don't even be around. Some parents be drunk. I mean, some just be like, well, just forget about their kids. Like, when they know how it is when they was a kid. So some parents just don't care.
What age do you think most kids that you know think it's okay to start having sex? Ariel?
13.
18?
13.
13?
15.
Brittany, 14. You think it's 15?
14.
14. James, what about you?
I think it's whenever you hit the teen years, because it's like you feel like you're stepping up, almost an adult, so you get to do adult things.
We're talking to Ariel Lucas, Brittany Elder, James Jordan, and Michael Reyes, all classmates at Douglasville High School in Douglasville, Georgia. That's the same school Janarla Wilson attended.